Today on the podcast, we're talking internal versus external motivation and why that really impacts what you do. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, here to share with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily practice so that we can all have a little more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. If you do like Happy Healthy Human Radio, please, please feel free to subscribe, to leave a review on iTunes, or to share with a friend who might also enjoy. And I truly, truly appreciate your support. So, as I mentioned, today on the podcast, we're talking your internal world and your external world, your intrinsic versus extrinsic, and really focusing in and understanding where is your motivation coming from. As my usual Monday podcasts are, this is a lesson that came up again and again and again last week with all of my conversations with clients and in my teachings at yoga and just the things that I was reading about and thinking about with myself. So in thinking about this internal versus external world, it really came down to motivation and really what is motivating all of your actions. So perhaps you've heard of this concept of intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. And extrinsic motivation is when you have a goal, there's a reward, someone's telling you to do something. So I'm going to work really hard so that I make some money or that I win this award. I'm going to act in a certain way because that will give me something from the outside world. Intrinsic motivation, on the other hand, is when you do something because it ultimately generates more goodness from yourself. So, for example, I work really hard because it makes me feel good, because it makes me proud of who I am. It's because it's how I want to show up in the world. I'm using my abilities and I feel good when I use my abilities to my highest power, and that is intrinsic motivation. So if you're familiar at all with the science, when you look at people and their success in life and their happiness and their fulfillment, there you see a huge difference in these metrics based on whether they are doing things out of intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. So when people are really motivated by extrinsic things, again, by that reward, by that external feedback, it runs out. We can only hold on and keep up with that for so long. The way that I like to think about it is that each win that you have has diminishing returns. So I'll use just a very common example that I think happens to a lot of us through life, right? We're going through high school, I'll be happy once I'm in college. Okay, I'll be happy once I finish this really hard class. I'll be happy once I graduate. I'll be happy once I have a secure job. I'll be happy once I have a romantic partner. I'll be happy once I have a baby. I'll be happy once I have this car. You can see how you can just spend your entire life saying you will be happy when. And this is 100% extrinsic motivation. And the problem with extrinsic motivation is that each time you achieve something, you are ready for the next thing. So, when I was 15, my highest desire was to live in New York City and be in college. Great. Fast forward to 18, I'm living in New York City and I'm in college, and suddenly, I'm not like, great, I've completely fulfilled all my desires. I say, okay, great, what's the next goal? And that's what happens with extrinsic motivation. It's constantly moving. It's a constantly moving target, and you can't You never reach it. You never have that lasting satisfaction. So instead, we need to find some of this intrinsic, because I think of intrinsic as a positive feedback loop or a positive engine, in that when you do something because you're intrinsically motivated to do something, it generates those feel-good feelings that makes you do more of that good thing, that generates the feel-good feelings that makes you do more of that thing, and it just kind of runs. You generate more energy versus diminishing it, which is what I find happens with the extrinsic. However, if you're going to be using intrinsic motivation, which there's lots of good reason to do, again, if we think about fulfillment and happiness and long-term joy, the thing is you can only do intrinsic motivation and do things through that motivation process if you actually know what you're motivated by. So that means you have to know what your own values are and know what you're willing to really work on, to care about, to potentially effort for, sacrifice for, and need to know why you're doing what you're doing. It can only be intrinsic motivation if it's, I don't want to say if it's conscious, but it can only be intrinsic motivation if it's actually coming from internal. So the step that's missing for a lot of us, if we're trying to move from this externally extrinsic motivation place to an intrinsically motivation place, is knowing what is intrinsically motivating for us. Because for some people, and I think some people could argue whether this is intrinsic or extrinsic, but for some people, money, for example, or gratitude from others is ultimately intrinsically motivating, meaning they can use some of these external signals as an intrinsic thing that makes them keep moving forward. So an example of this would be gratitude from others, in that when I put away the dishes, my fiance says thank you so much, and then I feel really good because I love him and I want him to be happy too. And so I say, you know what, I want to keep doing things that strengthen my relationship. This is a selfish thing. I want my relationship to be better, and so I'm going to keep putting away the dishes because that makes him happy, that makes me happy, and then our relationship strengthens. I don't really know if putting away the dishes is the cornerstone of me and Sean's relationship. This is just an example, so don't worry. I don't, like, do all the housework. But but the point is that what that intrinsically motivated thing looks really different to different people and might have different markers. So on the face of it, you might say, oh my gosh, you're just motivated by trying to make Sean happy. That's extrinsic motivation. I said, no, actually, I'm motivated by having a really fulfilling, strong, mutually beneficial relationship. And so that's intrinsic to me. That's actually, I feel really good. I'm creating a better relationship for myself and for Sean. So that's my intrinsic. But I have to be aware of that relationship and that mutually supportive relationship being one of my core values. And so I have to know that if I'm going to make that connection, that it's an intrinsically motivating thing, and then keep stepping forward, stepping forward, stepping forward. So if we're trying to find more intrinsically motivated things, we have to understand ourselves. So again, like I mentioned, this can be the most difficult part. What are your values? What is it that you really want? So I have a little exercise that I used with a potential client last week that I think is really helpful for this. And if you're trying to better understand your values, where your intrinsic motivation comes from, I would say take a step back. You can be journaling or just visualizing, and think about the last decision you made that you felt really good at. It could have been a really big thing, like a job change. It could have been a more small thing, like what to do on a weekend or going to a workout class. But think about a last decision that you feel really, really good about, that maybe even was not an easy decision to make, but once you made it, you were like, yes, this feels good in my body. I am excited leading up to this decision. I'm excited, you know, actually enacting it. I'm excited afterwards. And see where that was. Where did that come from? What happened? What did you do? How did you make that decision in the first place that felt so good? And what's really powerful in this visualization is actually to feel it. So if your really great decision was choosing to stay at home on a Friday night, you know, I would say, okay, wait, what made me decide, you know what, Sam, today's the day, this is the week, to stay home this Friday night? What did I do to make that decision? How did that feel in my body? What did it feel like when I was actually doing it that Friday night? And how did I feel afterwards? And I'd really sink in and feel that physically as well as mentally. And I'd ask you to replay that. Replay that decision every single morning. Remind yourself of how it felt and what happened in that situation. Because what you're doing is you're training your body and mind to make the connection between how a good decision feels. So often we're cut off from our bodies. We don't recognize these warning signals in our bodies, like, oh, this doesn't feel right, or oh, I'm feeling anxious, right? We don't catch it until it's a little too late. And we're trying to do the positive side of this, of saying, what does a really good decision feel like? What does being in line with my values feel like? So then as you go through your day and you make new decisions, you can say, ooh, I feel that again. Oh, that feels so, so good. Or you say, ooh, no, this does not feel like that other decision I made. Maybe this is not something I should stick with. So you're training your body again and again on how to know you're in line with your values, how to know you're making the right decision, so that you can keep making those decisions. A crazy concept. You know, it's an interesting visualization exercise, but truly powerful, especially if you put it into practice day in, day out, so you can really get in touch with your body, get in touch with your decisions, and feel good about the things that you're doing. I would love to hear your reactions to this episode. What was your last decision that you feel really good about, and what does it feel like in your body? You can leave me a message over on Instagram. I'm at @BeHappyHealthyHuman, or check out my website at BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. There's lots of information and resources up on there. Thank you so much for being a part of the Happy Healthy Human community. I truly appreciate your support, and I hope you have a fabulous day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.